Good afternoon and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Builders Trust Podcast. I'm Patrick Clare, Field Safety Consultant. Today's episode is part two, calculating the DART rate. So what is an OSHA DART? DART stands for days away, restricted, or transferred. It's a safety metric and is mandated by OSHA. It is there to help employers determine how many workplace injuries and illnesses required employees to miss work, perform restricted activities, or transfer to another job within a calendar year. So calculating the DART rate allows executives, supervisors, and safety personnel to identify safety issues in the workplace. So you'll be using the OSHA 300 log of injuries and illnesses that was covered in part one. So managers use this information from the OSHA 300 log to calculate the DART rate. This form is called the log of work-related injuries and illnesses, and it contains information about recordable injuries and illnesses in the workplace. Recordable injuries are those that result in loss of consciousness, the need for treatment beyond basic first aid, restricted work duties, time away from work, or transfer to another job. The manager who completes the OSHA 300 log would fill in this information for each recordable incident. The employee's name and job title, date of injury or onset of job-related illnesses, and a full description of the injury or illness, and whether the incident caused a death, days away from work, job restriction, or job transfer. So let's talk about calculating the DART rate. And remember, that's D-A-R-T. So after completing the OSHA 300 log, you use this information to calculate a DART rate. To calculate the DART rate, you multiply the number of injuries that led to days away from work, job restriction, and job transfer by 200,000. Then you divide the result by the total number of hours worked by all employees during the calendar year. So assume a company had 25 injuries resulting in time away from work, job restriction, or job transfer. If all the employees worked a total of 400,000 hours in the calendar year, the DART rate would be 12.5. And you get that by taking 25 times 200,000 divided by 400,000, and then you get the 12.5. So there's incident rate versus DART rate. So a DART rate should not be confused with recordable incident rates, which is simply the total number of recordable illnesses and injuries per 100 full-time employees in a year. Calculating the recordable incident rate involves determining the number of non-fatal injuries and illnesses that occurred during a calendar year. This number is multiplied by 200,000 and then divided by the total number of hours worked during the calendar year. So assume a company had 35 recordable injuries and illnesses in a calendar year. If all employees worked a total of 375,000 hours, the recordable incident rate would be 18.7. So you take 35 times 200,000, then you divide that by 375,000, and that's where you get the 18.7. Industry DART rates. What are those? Companies in dangerous industries such as mining and logging typically have higher recordable incident and DART rates than other companies. The Bureau of Labor Statistics offers an online calculator that allows you to determine your company's rates and see the average rates for your industry. If your DART rate is much higher than the average rate for your industry, Consider reviewing your company safety policies and determine whether your employees need additional training or not. So if you'd like further instructions, you can visit www.osha.gov/sites, SITES, /default/files/osha-rk-forms-package.pdf. And you can print off this PDF file there. This website will help you define what is and is not a recordable incident under paragraphs describing what is medical treatment, which is a recordable, and what is first aid, which is not a recordable. Defining which incidents fall under those categories are essential for calculating these different types of rates. Also, this webpage helps answer many other common questions, and employers will have, including the number of employees an employer has, which requires them to submit a 300A log annually. And the most common question we get is, what if I was required to submit an annual 300A log, but didn't know I had to do so, and I haven't? Should I go back to my records and submit those missing logs? So we advise to start right now if you haven't submitting those. Going back over records always leaves a chance of reporting inaccurate information and could be considered falsifying documentation. If OSHA is concerned and they have questions about your reporting, they'll contact you. It is better to explain verbally what had happened and follow the advice they give moving forward. This would be a common practice with any of the regulations the CFR provides employers. Another common mistake an employer makes is assuming everything they report to Builders Trust in the form of a claim requires the employer to list on their 300A log or include in their calculations for the DART and incident rates. This is not entirely true. An employer needs to understand the definitions of medical treatment and first aid. Builders Trust requires employers covered by us to report injuries, even if first aid is the only treatment provided under the New Mexico Workers' Comp Authority regulations. And there is a box labeled initial treatment in the lower right hand of the FROI, which is the first report of injury, which indicates the options for the report, such as non-medical treatment, if it's minor, treated by employer, or minor treated by a clinic or hospital. Then you have the emergency care, hospitalization, if they were there for 24 hours, and then future major medical lost time anticipated. Sometimes the first three options require only first aid or no treatment at all. The rules between New Mexico WCA and OSHA serve their own unique purpose and should not be confused. Starting with the recorded FROIs is a great starting point, as they were incidents that occurred during any given year. Just make sure each are defined as outlined by OSHA when compiling the information needed for the 300A log, the DART, and the incident rate. OSHA 300A submittals are due for 2020 this month. Any employer with 10 or more employees at any time during 2020 must submit this log. If there are any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact Builders Trust and Todd Sanchez, our field safety manager, at 505-345-3477. I'll do my best to assist you there. Thank you. Have a great day and be safe.